Who is My Beloved Workbook? This is the supplemental 64 cities audio component to help you attune in your body somatically to these siddhic qualities of your beloved. So it's in trusting the process. What you're going to do is go through, relax, be in your body with notepad or the workbook around, on starting on page 45. And you're going to listen to your body and how it responds to any of these jinkies. And there's some more instructions in the book. Basically, the jinkies itself is these frequency bands of consciousness that represent, at the siddhic or enlightened level, there's 64 of them, influenced from the ancient I Ching, that represent immortal masculine and feminine qualities of consciousness or sentience. So we're not focused on the shadow and gift aspects here, but really the enlightened aspects of truth. So these are qualities or flavors of enlightened truth, that what we're doing here is discerning them as if they are qualities of your divine masculine immortal beloved. So I will go through and name each of the 64 cities. So what you want to do is have either the printout of the book next to you, of the workbook, or you just want to have like pen and paper so you can write down the numbers that you resonate with. And you can also write the 64 itself on a piece of paper if you don't have a printer, and then go through and you can circle the ones that you are responding to, and maybe have a heavier circle if you're really responding to it. Okay, so for example, his masculine beauty, you want to be in a state of presence and just see and sense and feel how your body lights up and if it responds to it. That would denote that it very well may be a sign of your beloved. And so you're just going to number or circle, like you can write down the numbers. I'll say the numbers after it. So beauty, jinky one. So you can write down one, and then you can come back to reference the chart. So you can just write the numbers down. Just find a way, a flow that works for you. And then we can, on your own, you can look at, okay, which were the ones I responded to the most? And then you can contemplate those jinkies and feel into which is the order that have the strongest response to your body as far as a quality of his power. Okay, so, and then the workbook, it helps to guide you through that. And then you should have a list of the top 10, and then you want to order them into what are the siddhic qualities of the divine masculine in general, which can also denote your beloved, that you're responding to the most. So getting like top 10 and then narrowing it down to the top 5 and ultimately the top 3. So there's just something about divine masculine virtue, for example, that really just like purifies your heart and just opens you up. Like you just want to use this like an allergen test. Okay, so it's to have the ego out of the way and just be in your body. And we'll begin this process here shortly. So just have pen and paper ready. If you have the printout, you can circle them. Otherwise, just be ready to write the number down. If you want to write the jinkies out and then circle them on your own, you can do that. Otherwise, I would just say, like on a piece of paper, write the numbers of the ones you're responding to, maybe put a star next to it if it's an extra strong response. But you'll probably remember anyways which ones you felt the strongest, and then you can review and go through this process again. Re-listen to this audio. See if you come up with different numbers. Especially if you're an emotional authority, you're probably going to want to do this a week apart at different times. If you're a generator, if you know about human design, listen if there's a verbal reaction response that's affirmative. And sometimes you might not have any response at all. That's fine. You're just looking for something of, like any kind of somatic response or sound or movement. Circle it, and then you can just go through this process to narrow it down to the top three ultimately, but have a top 10 list of divine masculine Siddhic qualities. And this fits into the bigger picture of the workbook process itself in getting clarity on who is your beloved. Okay, so take a few breaths, have some paper ready to write the numbers down or the printout to circle them as we go along. And you're just going to feel into how you're responding. So these are qualities of the divine masculine that you respect, admire, just respond to in men, which may be qualities of your divine masculine beloved. So just be open to that somatic response. Okay. What are the qualities you feel and respond to in him, the Siddhic enlightened qualities? And ready to begin. Divine masculine beauty. One. Unity. Jinki, two. Your beloved's innocence, three. Divine masculine forgiveness, four. Timelessness, five. Peace, six. Virtue, seven. Divine masculine exquisiteness. Exquisiteness. Eight. These are qualities of your beloved or qualities you respond to in the masculine. You can value him if you have some awareness as your lover king. Qualities that he would have. Invincibility. Nine. Being, 10. Light, divine masculine light, 11. Purity, 12. And this could be of his heart or Eros. Just however it responds to you, the value itself. Do you respond? Purity, 12. Empathy, 13. Bounteousness, Jinki, 14. The city of bounteousness, divine masculine abundance, related to provision. Fluorescence, 15. Masculine fluorescence. Mastery. Jinki, 16. Is he a master? And do you value mastery? Omniscience, 17. Perfection, 18. Divine perfection. Sacrifice, 19. Is he a soul warrior, a hero? Sacrifice, Jinki, 19. presence. 20. Presence. His power. These are forms of his power. Different signatures of masculine power. Presence. Number 20. Valor. 21. Valor. Divine courage. Grace. 22. Divine masculine grace. Godly grace. Quintessence. 23. Quintessence. We're not going into more expanded definition or work around these gene keys. It's just what you're responding to now. Because there's transmission power behind each of these, and beauty. Silence, 24. Silence. Above and beyond all frequency and dog barks. Universal love, 25. Of a divine masculine kind. Universal love, 25. And heart. Invisibility, 26. Taming power of the great. Invisibility, allowing God's will to work with and through him. Selflessness, 27. Granted, he's your mortal partner, still going to have some ego, but these are still, and you'd probably value healthy ego. These are immortal, divine, masculine qualities. Invisibility, 26. Selflessness, 27. Spiritual qualities of consciousness. Immortality, 28. Immortality, 28. Is he such a powerful soul that he will continue to reincarnate? Is he an immortal? And is he connected to that God truth of immortality? Devotion, 29. Devotion. Is he devoted to your beauty awakening? And love, devotion, 29. Rapture, 30. Divine masculine rapture and what it does to your light body. Humility, 31. Humility. Would this be a primary, maybe secondary, thirdary aspect of your beloved? Humility, 31. Just gauging any response and circling or writing the numbers of the ones that you're feeling some kind of response to, and then you'll put these in order later intuitively, of the most responsive to the least of top 10. Veneration, 32. Is he venerable? Does he have reverence to life with and through him? To beauty, veneration, 32. Revelation, 33. Revelation, majesty, 34. Kingly, princely. Does he have the Siddic signature of majesty? Not all beloveds would. Just what you're responding to. Boundlessness, 35. Boundlessness. Jinky, 35. City, Siddic, enlightened state and truth of boundlessness. Compassion, 36. Compassion, 36. Tenderness, divine masculine tenderness, 37. Honor, 38. Honor. Liberation, 39. These are qualities of the divine masculine that activate you. That may very well be of your beloveds. You can hold them in mind or just go with what you're responding to. These Siddhic codes as with, from, and through the divine masculine. Liberation. A cause of liberation in the power of his presence. Does he bring liberation in his presence? Divine will, 40. Liberation, 39. Divine will, 40. Emanation, 41. Emanation. Again, we're not going into describing all of these at all. A couple of them, a few, you know, cues here and there. I'm a certified Gene Keys guide, but we're just going with what you are responding to here and now. Emanation, 41. Celebration, 42. Would he be a lover king of celebration? He may not be. Celebration. Do you feel any response? Write the number down or circle it if you have the workbook printed out or the words written. Of these Siddhic qualities. Epiphany, 43. Epiphany. Would he trigger epiphany being around him? That would be like its own non-stop, dynamic, delighting adventure to be around such presence of epiphany and breakthrough. 43. Synarchy. 44. This could be good in a high-level partnership where you have the best of all elements, components, qualities alchemizing together in your relationship, especially if you've not had that earlier in life. Synarchy, different than twin flame shadows. But go with your feeling response to it. Synarchy in union, in partnership. And also it can apply to how he relates with others and teams in the world. Communion. It's kind of familiar here, 45. Communion. The Holy Grail itself of communion, of Hieros Gamos, of Hieragami. Would he value that? Would that be a predominant feature of his presence? Communion. Or would it just kind of be there anyways? Okay. Ecstasy. 46. Ecstasy. Would he be a lover, Eros King, or sage of ecstasy? And evoke ecstasy within you. And maybe other of these qualities would. But do you value ecstasy from the divine masculine in your relationship to it? And maybe it'll make the top 5, maybe it wouldn't make the top 20. Ecstasy, 46. Transfiguration, 47. It's his presence so powerful and light-encoded, power-encoded, that it would transfigure those around him into higher truth. Transfiguration. Crystallizing. Transfiguration. Wisdom, 48. Wisdom, 48. rebirth, 49, divine masculine quality of holding the power of rebirth. And because it's divine union, you can circulate this so he can continually reactivate and activate your rebirth. Because divine union, it's both of you in the circulation and the embodiment of him within, and the purification of your animus. Rebirth, 49. Harmony, 50. Harmony. Awakening, 51. Awakening. Stillness, 52. Sensing into those you're responding to, circling the numbers, writing the numbers or circling the written or printed jinky. So writing 52, if that really resonates with you, stillness. Superabundance, 53. Superabundance, 53. Ascension, 54. Ascension is he encoded with ascension codes powerfully in his presence, that it activates ascension. Freedom, or Christ consciousness, freedom, 55, the 55th city in the spectrum of consciousness. Freedom, 55. Intoxication, 56. Intoxication. This is power and presence intoxicating. Clarity, 57. Clarity. And some of these codes can really hold specific keys of power to heal and alchemize your shadows. And that's with the process of reunification. You're attuning to these Siddhic truth levels of consciousness. And your beauty and consciousness becomes resonant with that frequency in reunification. So you become more clear in your soul truth and transparency around his clarity. And that may be the medicine for a part of your life if you've been living in confusion and shadows. Okay, bliss. Bliss, 58. But his bliss. Is he in bliss, and does that then evoke your bliss? Is he going through life from enlightened bliss and the cosmos? Bliss, divine masculine bliss, and its activating power, 58. Transparency, 59, transparency. Justice, 60. And most of how the world knows this is stuck in gift and shadow frequencies at best. This is a different gene key. It's kind of acausal, but just responding to justice. Is he a king, a warrior of justice? Probably beyond shadow politics. You know, we're with the purity of divine masculine truth here of justice. And we won't go into that further. Sanctity, sanctity, here and now. Sanctity, 61. Is he a holy temple that just being near him can purify your body? And heal and take you into the temple deeper. And with reunification, you can invite him in and work with these truth codes in your reunification practice with the gene keys. Yes, we do that. Okay, your beloved holds keys. All right, so hopefully you have a number of them written down. impeccability, 62 impeccability. Divine masculine impeccability and the precision with that. Do you respect those, that quality in the masculine? And how much so? Did your body respond to it? Truth, 63, truth, truth. 63, divine masculine, truth. Kind of an antithesis to the feminine swamp, but also to the shadowy, swampy, murky masculine swamp as well of shadow grids and astral dimension. Yeah. Truth, divine masculine truth. The power of truth. Qualities of the divine masculine that you respond to, respect, admire, that activate you. And illumination, 64. Illumination. Does he have the godly, enlightened aspect of illumination? And if, again, if you're responding to that, write the number down. Okay, and so that covers this process. Feel free to go through this again in audio review, especially if you're an emotional authority. I recommend it with human design. If you know that you are, half of the people in the world are emotional authorities, and they take longer to often get clarity on things because of the distortion of their emotional wave, where it's difficult to find truth in the moment. So you want to run through this maybe even three times to confirm you're getting similar numbers, because your wave, your mood could distort the knowing. So doing it more often as an emotional authority, it's going to get you more of like, what is the median point of the ones I'm responding to the most? So I do recommend that. Come back in half a week or so to do it again, with or without the audio. But if you're doing just the video, or just the book version, I should have said this at the beginning, but it's in the book workbook process. You just want to feel into, if you're reading these, to contemplate them and see if you get an instant response. So you really want to be in a mode where you can get any transmission you can from the written words and the power behind them to then see how you're responding. But otherwise, it's probably good to go through this process twice anyways for everyone, unless you're a really fine-tuned splenic authority. Then just one should be good. Especially if you're over 7 years into living the experiment, like I am as a splenic authority. We kind of know the fastest, the splenic authorities. Okay, so from here, what you're going to do is just follow the workbook instructions. Thank you for taking the time. This is for your benefit. These are Siddic qualities of the divine masculine and quite possibly your divine masculine beloved, that now you want to do the workbook, and you can write down in the workbook or on paper journaling, like all of the numbers. You can reference the numbers in the workbook and then write down the ones that you were responding to. And you can also do it on your computer on a notepad and then kind of start switching the order around. So you're feeling these words again and putting them in the order of like the top 10, with number one being the one you feel the strongest would be a quality of your beloved, down to number 10, the ones you're responding to the most. Feeling into it and how you're responding and how your body and spirit is valuing that quality of your beloved, more so than just what you think your ego wants. Okay, so you want to be connected to your heart and soul during all of this. And there's room in the workbook to then put in 1 through 10. But it's okay if you, you know, are doing it on paper or you can cross things out and just keep intuiting the balance and ask yourself, okay, what is the proper order here? Where does this one go? Generators are good at responding to questions. So you can ask yourself, like, what do I feel the strongest about? What are the top three? And then, you know, isolate those and then move them up. And you may have to move things around, but you're just going through this process of intuiting. These are the top 10 divine masculine siddhic qualities that I respond to the most, that I value the most at a spirit and soul level. And ideally coming up with a clear top five and top three, and then you can work with it more in the workbook to come up with the overall extended signature sequence codes of your beloved more precisely. So this is a key feature of this. It's especially the archetypal and siddhic qualities that you want to get clarity on. So I hope this helped and that you're enjoying the process and completing the workbook. It's real. mysticalgrail.com.